Good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us, your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the fastest way to pull up the stream is go directly to the 1150kknw.com website. Click on listen upper left and listen online, and you'll be all set up to stream the show. And of course, you can find us on Facebook. Go to Facebook, search Martha Norwalk's Animal World, and that is one of the places where you can find all of the info. You can find the story about the abandoned cats on the boat. The water around here, over 30 of them, and all of the places to donate locally for help with the fires, and then about the big collecting donations event next Saturday at Meow Cat Rescue in Kirkland. And that is where you can find that stuff on Facebook. Also at MarthaNorwalk.com. Click on current events. Okay, then. Whew. Well, that was fun. Love training. And I don't know, I did a lot of work on the fires. I hope you guys did too. And we're going to see those fires going out. Now, David, I saw you on the phone a bit. Are we okay with what's going on in the phones?
Yeah, I just had to get Cindy back on, but she's ready to go whenever you are.
Okay, well, just so y'all know, it's the second Sunday of the month, which means it's our energy balancing and energy code Sunday here. Linda Rasmussen is here, and Linda works in her own practice, primarily, you know, with humans, but for, you know, long time, many, many years, brother Dr. Nels Rasmussen was here, and she'd call in, and Linda'd work on the human and Nels on the animals. But he's having to take a break for a little while to make sure that he's protected. And so it's just Linda, but we've worked out a way for Linda to work on the human first, get them balanced, and then through the human to work on your animal friends. And boy, do we have a fabulous example of this one? Because I'm going to push Linda beyond her bound a little bit on this one. Not in a big deal, but at any rate. But because we've got our collar plus a bunch of animals, and I think it's going to be a good one. Now, on the other hand, so we do have someone else on the line besides, because I know Cindy can wait. She's going to take a while. And so if we've got another caller that isn't going to be a real lengthy one, I think it would be better to do that one first. What do you think, David? You've talked to her.
Yeah, we could go to the other caller because it's more of a generic, more centralized is the word I'm looking for, centralized phone call.
Yeah, I think that might be a good idea to do. Now, any of you that want to get in today for a free remote treatment with Linda, for you and or your animal friends, the number to call, there's only one number now. Well, technically two, because we don't know about the one all the time. But the number to call now is 888-298-5569. 888-298-5569. 6-9, and we will be happy to get you on the air, and would love to work with you. So it looks like before we go to Cindy, let's looks like we're going to head to Mount Vernon and Galadriel. Is that, am I reading that right, David?
It's Galadriel.
Galadriel. What a lovely name I've never heard before. Galadriel.
Thank you. We've spoken years ago, but yeah, thank you.
Well. So I've actually heard your name before, and I just don't remember. Is that what you're telling me?
Par for the course these days.
Galadriel. Okay. Well, forgive me, because if I try to say it again, I'll probably massacre it.
It's okay. It's okay.
So anyway, what's going on and what can we help you with today?
So my pup Serena went in for a teeth cleaning and the anesthesia caused her to drop her temperature. And so they put her on a heating disc and it burned her. And she had a third degree burn on her flank. It's healing. They're treating her burn with no cost to me, and I have someone a group on Facebook that sends her healing. Mm-hmm. If I could get her to understand about the licking and chewing on it, I've made her a couple little dresses out of sleeves of shirts that I cut, you know, cut the little feet holes, and that helps a little bit. But she wants to constantly lick it. It's quite sizable. It's about maybe 2.5 inches by 2.5 inches.
Hmm. I mean, that's interesting because this happened because she was having her teeth cleaned. And then and she was reacting to the anesthesia and her temperature went down. So they put her on the heating pad. You know, we got the question from Johnny last hour. Does, you know, teeth cleaning and anesthesia cause Alzheimer's? Well, I've not heard of that. But here's a problem that could happen.
Right.
That burning from a heating pad. Can't say I've heard that story before either, but I understand. I think it is admirable of them to not be charging you for this. That, you know, they definitely should not, you know, should be taking care of that. And it sounds like they are. What I would tell you now, because I think Linda can definitely work with you guys. And I think, Linda, the way you would do that is, now let me see if I, see, this is a test. First, you will work with Galadriel. Did I do it right?
Perfect.
Galadriel? Yay! Perfect. Yay, Martha! Okay, so first Linda would work with Galadriel and get her in balance. Then you will, and the way you do things, will work with Serena the dog. And what kind of dog is Serena?
She's, her mom was a Yorkie and her dad's questionable. She kind of is the size of a Chihuahua. She weighs 7 pounds. And her body looks like a Chihuahua body.
Okay, so she looks like a Chihuahua, but she's really a Yorkie mix, maybe with Chihuahua or something.
Yeah.
Her name is Serena.
Yeah.
All right. Now, before I turn you over to Linda, because she'll, once Linda gets started, Galadriel, she'll work with you first and then direct you so that she can get to Serena. There's two things. The first thing I want to say is, with the licking stuff, that's really tough, okay? And you can talk to her till you're blue in the face about how important it is not to lick and to leave it alone and that sort of thing. But it's kind of like lickers are going to be lickers. Now, there are some animals that I've experienced in my life, dogs and cats. Now, they've usually genetically been closer to wild. I'm thinking of feral cats, a cat that I've had, and some of my dogs that, like had a coyote mix and some wolf odies. They seem to be better at understanding when they had a wound or an injury that it wasn't good to lick it all the time. And they self-limited. They only kept it clean and didn't bother it all the time. And then I've had the majority of the rest of them that say, it itches, I got to lick it, and I'm going to, and no matter what you do, and it's usually prevent and avoid.
Yeah.
So it sounds like Serena's probably a licker. Now, I don't know. It's possible that Linda might be able to work some magic through you that might be able to help calm that down for her.
Okay.
But one of the things you know, sometimes you can cover them like you're trying to do some a little bodysuit or something over them so they can't lick at it. That's what the cones are for sometimes, you know, the Elizabethan collars to keep them from licking things. Sometimes you can put something on.
She gets out of every cone. I have a cone that's a donut. I have a regular plastic cone. She gets
that little
the dress
stinker.
Off. Yep, she's
all
very
right.
smart.
Okay. Well, then, now I can remember when I used to work in a veterinary clinic, one of the things we used to do, there's a little teeny little tube of eye ointment, I think, and it's atropine. They don't use it very much, but it's really bitter. Bitter. And I remember back in the day, they used to send home a little tube of that atropine that you could just put around the wound or the incision or whatever it was. And it tasted so awful, they'd leave it alone.
Okay. I did try a Manuka honey silver ointment that I bought that is supposed to have a component that's bitter, but she doesn't care.
Yeah. So I think you're going to be in prevent and avoid, but it's possible that, you know, Linda might be able to make a difference.
Okay,
now,
super.
The other thing before I turn you over, Linda, I forgot to ask you early on, but when you start working with Galadriel, and now you can call in all the time now because I know your name now, Galadriel. before we do that, when you start working with her, rather than me having to repeat what's going on, we have some nice music we now play so we don't have dead air. And tell us who we want to thank for the music.
Yes, the music today was written and performed by Kevin MacLeod at Incompetech.com.
All right. Thank you, Kevin. All right. So Linda's going to take over with Galadriel and Serena. I think once we get done with them, we'll take care of our advertisers, and then we'll get to Cindy and Sultan. So Linda, Galadriel is all yours.
Wonderful. Galadriel, so I'm going to invite you to just think of a beautiful blue sky. Beautiful blue sky. And I'm going to have you just think about this current situation with Serena, just letting that come into your mind in whatever way it comes in. Just let yourself be there in your thoughts.
Okay.
And then setting that aside, I'm going to have you focus on the word hateful. And then we're going to replace hateful and we're replacing hateful with the feeling of judgment. We're going to replace judgment. And just so people know who are listening, we're just opening some doors here. I'm going to replace judgment. And we're replacing judgment with the feeling of compatibility. So now we're going to have you just focus on compatibility and the number two. Those are the two things to hold in your mind as you're just breathing normally. Compatibility two. Your eyes are going to be closed and looking up at the right side of your forehead. And your breathing is going to be an exhale. Just exhale and hold your breath out as long as you comfortably can, letting your breath back in as soon as you need to, thinking compatibility too. Perfect. Breathe normally And with your eyes open, tipping your head forward, looking toward the earth, letting your head rise to a comfortable position. And then letting your mind return to this situation with Serena. And that is complete. I'm going to have you return to thinking the sky is blue, just relaxing and breathing normally. There's a little more to do. And I'm just going to have you focus on how you've been feeling lately. Just let yourself remember, or you may be feeling it right this moment, just how you've been feeling. And then setting that aside, focus on the feeling of benevolent. Feeling benevolent. And the number two. Those are the two things to hold in mind. Your eyes will be closed and looking at the right side of your forehead. I'm going to have you take a deep breath into the abdomen, holding your breath in as long as you comfortably can, getting a new breath as soon as you need to, thinking benevolent, too, with your closed eyes looking up at the right side of your forehead. Perfect. Breathe normally. With your eyes open, you're going to tip your head forward, look toward the earth, and then let your head rise to a comfortable position. And then return to just focusing on how you've been feeling lately. Okay, that is complete. I'm going to have you shift back to the sky is blue. Right. So now I'm going to, first I'm going to find an affirmation for you before we turn to Serena. And the affirmation is, I am benevolent. And this is just about the feeling of being benevolent and just allowing that to be true for you. I'm going to have you shift back to thinking the sky is blue. And I'm actually going to have you think about this wound on Serena. And just really knowing this wound is currently there. And now I'm going to have you just imagine that same area, just let it unfold, that the healing is happening. You're seeing healed areas, maybe some scabbing if that's part of this healing process. And then just allowing it like a little time-lapse movie. See the skin and the hair all being replaced, so that this area of Serena is now completely back to normal, very comfortable. And then set that vision aside and focus on accurate, the feeling of accurate. accurate and the number four. Your eyes are going to be closed and looking to the right, rolling your closed eyes to the right as you think accurate four. Your breathing will be to exhale from the abdomen, holding your breath out as long as you comfortably can, letting the breath back in as soon as you need to. Accurate four. Perfect. Breathe normally. With your eyes open, tipping your head forward, looking toward the earth, letting your head rise to a comfortable position. And then let's go back to how you have seen this wound on Serena. And then allow this time lapse movie to show you the healing process all the way to just happy, healthy skin and hair. Okay, that is complete. And I'm going to invite you to think the sky is blue. And that is everything that we needed to do. And I'm going to reiterate the affirmation, I am benevolent. And this will be really helpful to do frequently today, tomorrow, and the next day, at least three times in a row. And as much as possible, allowing that feeling of being benevolent to be with you. And it will be especially helpful if you start to feel a sense of judgment or upset about how this injury happened. How are you doing, Gladriel?
Wonderful.
Yeah, that's what I was getting, Gladriel and Linda, the benevolent, that get Gladriel's mindset in the right place, mm-hmm. to not be inflamed thinking about mm-hmm. what happened or, you know, any right. anger or resent about that is gonna. And it also was occurring to me about how in tune you are, Gladriel. Because uh-huh. most of our focus today are the fires and burning and all that stuff. And, of course, here you are. We're dealing with a burn. So you're kind of right. in tune with the energy and all of that. Now, I did think of one other thing. There was a really good hot spot spray I used for years. It was made by Number One All Systems. And was there a hot spot spray and relief? But I couldn't find it online when I was looking briefly. I didn't have really enough time to look for it. But that would be really good if you could find it, because it was really bitter. But the other thing for healing, and this is one of those things that smacks of snake oil stuff, but oh my gosh, it works. It's miraculous. I get it on Amazon. You got to be careful about ordering it, because you got to search the right thing. So if you go to Amazon, it's called Miracle Gel 2, the Roman numeral 2. Miracle Gel 2. And it's kind of micellated water or something, but it's in a, you know, a clear bottle, and it's kind of a gel-like. When it comes, it's clear. And you put it on things when you need things to heal. And I'll mm-hmm. tell you what, it is a miracle. And I use it all the time, because I'm telling you, at my okay. age, you get older, wounds don't heal very fast. You know, and you get a scratch and it lasts for weeks healing up. This miracle right. gel, you put it on, it heals right up. And it's usually pretty cool and soothing. Anyway,
I'm using a product by Vetrisin. It's an antimicrobial hydrogel, and it does seem to ease it for her.
Okay, well, if that's working, so the Miracle Gel 2 could be a backup. And for any of you listening, it's Miracle Gel 2. If you just Search Miracle Gel. Trust me, we had this happen on the air. Poor Nathan. You go to a porn site. Okay? So remember, it's okay. Miracle Gel 2.
Okay.
But if you can imagine Nathan in the studio, David, searching for this stuff, and I had forgotten the two part. And it was quite a dramatic experience on the air. Miracle Gel 2, okay? But it is a miracle, and it does heal. All right,
something amazing is whenever I see like 444 or triple numbers or quad numbers anywhere, I put my hands up, I send benevolent blue love from my hands out across the entire planet until it reaches the back of my head. So her saying the benevolent and the blue just tuned me right into my own personal use of that. So that was very cool.
Thanks for mentioning that, because sometimes we don't know the subtleties of how in tune Linda is. Because I'll tell you, in all the years she's been doing this, I've never heard the word benevolent come up. Ever, okay?
Yeah, and that's what I say. I say I'm sending benevolent blue love out around the entire planet. Sometimes I say to the trees, to the water, the whales. Sometimes I just send it around the planet. And so I've been doing that for quite some time.
Yeah,
so
right now you want to send it to you and your attitude related to the burn on Serena.
Yeah. I didn't think about sending it to myself.
Yeah. Sometimes we need these things. Usually, you know, whatever you're putting out, you know, if you see somebody and you really don't like what's going on with you, don't like their bad habit or something, it really means you don't like that about yourself. You know, so anyway.
Yeah.
This sounds really wonderful. Please let us know how you're doing. Oh, okay. And Galadriel, if you haven't heard, you know, Linda offers a free session off the air, you could certainly take advantage of that or do follow-up work for you and Serena if need be. So do you have Linda's number if you need it?
You gave it earlier, right?
Yeah.
No, I don't have it. I don't have it.
Okay. It's 206-841- 841-841-1992.
Many years ago, I talked with Nels. So,
you're part of the family.
You and I go back to when you were giving away the avocado dog food, and I won a bag of that. So that was,
we're talking decades.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, you've been around a long time. Thank you for being with us. And
thank you.
Let us know how you do, okay?
I will. Thank you so much. Thank you, Linda.
You're welcome.
God bless. Bye-bye. All righty, we got to take care of advertisers. I'm thinking so we have lots of time to work with Cindy, David. Why don't we just put all the ads together and do them now? All right, so we're going to do all our ads for the hour right now, and then we come back. We're going to Cindy and Sultan and her and all her animals. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Hello, this is Marilyn Milano, host of Love Has Many Faces on Alternative Talk 1150 KKNW. And we are all about helping animals and their people. To that end, we talk to rescue groups, medical and behavioral experts, businesses with products or services that help pet, and others who are making a difference. Tune in to Alternative Talk 1150 every Tuesday from 9 to 9:30 in the morning Pacific Time. And now you can listen to Love Has Many Faces wherever you find your favorite podcasts. Just look for Love Has Many Faces and join us there.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you? You running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Do you ever feel overwhelmed by all that's happening in the world? Triggered by people around you? What's going on in your personal life? Or shifting energies? Looking for inspired guidance? Need to talk? Natasha Ventner, intuitive personal awareness coach and medium, can help by sharing insights, tips, and tools to support you through life's glitches and snags. Natasha helps you empower yourself. Visit Natasha's website, intuitiveclarifications.com, to discover how her unique skills and heartfelt, caring approach can help you. That's intuitiveclarifications.com.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior, training, or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Conversation you won't find on the rest of the dial. Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and thanks for spending some time with us here on your Sunday morning. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And let's see, we heard from Natasha Venter. She is our psychic medium-type person, and will be here next week. So you can find her online at intuitiveclarifications.com. Her YouTube channel is Natasha Venter, the letters IC for intuitive clarification, Natasha Venter IC. That's where you'll find all her podcasts and stuff she puts out, and she does her regular live podcast every Wednesday at 4 p.m. on the YouTube channel. You can also call her. You can schedule with her for private reading online, or you can call her at 360-770-7486. 360-770-7486. Check out Whispering Dragon Center in Shoreline. Oh boy, Jude is an incredible sound healer with the Accutonic Forks on acupressure points. I think it's more powerful than acupuncture. And the sound healing with the gongs and the chimes and on all of that, and the light creative chiropractic she does is absolutely phenomenal. Keeps me in shape. I don't know what I'd do without her. Anyway, check her out, whispering-dragon.com online, Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook, and you can give her a call. She'll call you back at 206-706-2836. There we go. All righty. Now, it's finally time. I think we've got a good chunk of time here, and we are going to Cindy and all of the animals out in Salton. Good morning, Cindy. Welcome back to Animal World.
Hello. Hello, Linda.
Linda's here, and there she is. Hi, back. Gosh, it's been a while since we've talked to you, but with the goofy weather and stuff we've had, I know your reception can be bad on your phone, and sometimes you can't listen in. But you got to be on hold for a while so you could actually hear the show. That's good.
Yeah, it's clear.
All right. So when Linda takes over, Linda will work with you, Cindy, first. And you know, for most of us, you know, Cindy is our really sensitive gal. And the energies that have been going on astrologically and all this sort of stuff actually can be devastating and very difficult and challenging for Cindy to deal with. But one thing that I learned this week from Cindy, and I know, and I'm talking for Cindy because she, when she called me last night, said she was going to call in today and would be on, that that she needed me to do most of the talking for her. So she asked me to do this. But anyway, I just want to tell you what Cindy told me, which was a shocker to me. I thought Cindy would be having a really difficult time with all the smoke and stuff, Linda, you know, the smoke around, and Linda and Cindy's so sensitive. And I just said something to her. I said, well, you wouldn't wear a mask most of the time anyway. And then she said, then she found out, hey, if it were up to me, I'd have it smoky all the time, because there's a positive side effect with the smoke for Cindy. And that is, aside from the fact that there's one thing that the smoke does is keep the heat down. Okay. But it's not the heat. The heat's not a problem for Cindy. It's the noise. Really noisy neighbors, noisy neighborhood, and everything going on can just be very irritating for Cindy. The smoke, apparently, Cindy, takes away the noise, huh?
Yeah, it's like it's snow.
It's like snow does the same thing. Quiet, yeah. Quiets everything down.
Yeah.
So anyway, at least whenever it gets smoky around here, we can all take comfort in knowing that Cindy's a happy camper, because it's way quieter for her. But you know, a number of things, Linda, so I'm sure you'll get to, you know, whatever it is that Cindy needs. And then, we definitely want to work through with the animals, and there's a bunch to work with. There's Emily, who is Cindy's service dog, and Emily's getting up there. I mean, Emily raised my Robbie. Emily and my Robbie were born on the same day. They have the same birthday, and she was 1 year old when Robbie was born. So she's a year older than my Robbie. And what is she, 15 now?
She'll be 15 on 9/11.
Yeah, she'll be 15, in September on their birthday. But she's doing quite well. Slowing down physically and that sort of thing. And then Cindy has her kitty Crystal. It was a feral, completely feral, trap, neutered, return sort of thing. And Cindy can be miraculous in working with animals. And Crystal has now completely moved in and totally changed her stripes. She's now completely Cindy's cat in the house, in the bat, you know. And you wouldn't know that she was totally wild and had to be trapped and neutered, released to start with. And so there's Crystal Kitty, and then we got a bunch of chickens, and especially the babies you got this year are all now out in the coop again, right?
Yeah, they're not babies anymore. They're bigger than the parents or the other guys, some of them.
Yeah. So we've got Linda, you got Cindy, then you got Emily Dog, then you got Crystal Kitty, and the chickens. And now, anything going on with Emily in particular that you want to focus on, Cindy?
Not jumping up into the truck better, but other than that, she's doing pretty good.
So some mobility issues, jumping up and out. Okay. Anything with Crystal going on specifically?
No, she's really good.
Okay. And then what about chickens?
One might be a rooster when it's supposed to be a hen, but other than that, they're really getting calm.
Okay. Now here's where, Linda, remember I told you I'm going to push you outside your square a little bit? This is what I'm thinking. So Cindy's got, she had some older chickens, but then got the babies. And how many babies did you get this year?
I got five.
Now five. Okay. So when you go and buy, when you get chicks, you know, they come as baby chicks. Now, I don't know how they tell males and females and stuff, but they're supposed to know these things. And when you buy the chicks, you're supposed to be buying only females. Well, and that's usually the case. But now as they're growing up, Cindy raises them in the house. And then when they're old enough, they go out to the chicken coop. They're out in the coop now. But one of these five babies, Linda, Cindy's thinking, I don't think this is a girl. I think this is a rooster. But she's not positive. So I know, you're not our psychic person and you don't do this kind of stuff. But I know that you and Nels, you're both very intuitive in the work that you do. And a lot of what you do is very guided. So I'm just putting that little bug. When you get done with Cindy, you're going through the animals. So you get to the chickens. I just want to know if you pick up with those five babies, if you get a rooster in the bunch. Okay. Now, you might not get anything and there might not be a way to do that, but I just want to plant that seed in case somebody lets you know if this is a rooster or not.
Okay. Well, that's easy to, I thought you were going to ask me to change his gender and I thought,
No, I don't think I can do that. No. Okay. We deal with reality here. No
okay.
change.
All right.
But it would be nice to know if he's really a boy and not a girl. Because you can't quite tell. But Cindy suspects rooster. All righty. So I think everybody's ready to go. Let's see. And we've done our advertisers so we can go right through. It's possible we'll have to hold you over again, Cindy, but let's see how far we get. Linda, it's all yours now.
Okay. Hello, Cindy. Good to talk to you again.
Nope.
I'm just going to have you think about a beautiful blue sky. And I'm going to have you shift your thoughts now to thinking about Crystal.
I did think something about Crystal ever since I got her, she's had real runny eyes.
Okay.
That must be why she's coming up first, yeah.
Yeah. So let's just go ahead and have you let your thoughts be on that situation with Crystal. And then setting that aside, focus on satisfied. Satisfied and the number three are the two things to hold in mind. Your eyes are going to be closed and looking up at the right side of your forehead. Your breathing will be to exhale from the abdomen, holding your breath out as long as you comfortably can. Getting a new breath as soon as you need to, thinking satisfied three. Perfect. Breathe normally. And with your eyes open, just gently turning your head toward the earth and looking down, and then letting your head rise to a comfortable position, relaxing, breathing normally, and then bringing this situation with Crystal into your thoughts. Okay, that is complete. I'm going to have you be in the blue sky again. The sky is blue. All right. And now, Cindy, I'm going to have you switch to thinking about a person who's been on your mind a lot lately. And just let me know when you have that person in mind.
Okay.
Okay. And then setting that person outside your thoughts, focusing on the feeling of grief. Mm-hmm. And we're going to replace grief. Replacing grief with the feeling of stable. Stable and the number two are the two things to hold in mind. Your eyes are going to be closed and looking to the left, rolling your closed eyes to the left. And taking a deep, gentle breath into the abdomen, holding your breath in as long as you comfortably can, getting a new breath as soon as you need to, thinking stable, too, with your closed eyes looking to the left. Perfect. Breathe normally with your eyes open, tipping your head forward, looking toward the earth, letting your head rise to a comfortable position, and bringing that person back into your thoughts. And that is complete. Let's shift to thinking the sky is blue. And I'm going to find the affirmation word for you. And the affirmation is, I am stable. And this is about claiming that energy of stable for yourself. And I'm going to have you shift to thinking about Emily. And then focusing on the feeling of accurate. Accurate and the number two are the two things to hold in mind. Your eyes are closed and looking at the left side of your forehead. And I'm going to have you exhale from the abdomen and hold your breath out as long as you comfortably can. Thinking accurate too. Thank you. perfect. Breathe normally with your eyes open, tipping your head forward, looking toward the earth, letting your head rise to a comfortable position. And as you relax and breathe normally, just bringing Emily back into your thoughts. And that is complete. We're returning to a beautiful blue sky. That's all we need to do with Emily. And I'm thinking for the chickens, I might need to have you hold over to the next period of time.
Okay, that sounds good. Because it'll be quite interesting. How you doing, Cindy?
Doing good. I was watching. Emily didn't move at all. Her paw switched just a teeny bit. So their match didn't move.
Wonderful. Wonderful. So she's relaxed and nice. And is Crystal around as well?
No, she's outside chasing mice and stuff.
Doing what kitties do. All right. So are you okay? Just holding on and you'll love train with us and we'll bring you up, start the third hour and we'll do the chickens. Sound good?
Yep.
Okay, so Cindy is going to go on hold, and now it's quite interesting, Linda, because when you started out with Cindy for a minute, you know, normally you would go right working with the human, but you initially went right to Crystal, the kitty, and then after you did Crystal. And what I was thinking when you went to Crystal, I thought, well, you know, Cindy works with Dr. Nels regularly, so maybe she didn't need it. But it sounded like needed to clear that out because then you got to working with Cindy. So it's very interesting how you're guided through this, and sometimes the sequences change and sometimes it's not. But it obviously is very specific to what you're picking up in the individual situation. So it'll be fascinating to see what happens when we get to the chickens. And if you get anything there, and specifically if you've got a rooster or not and all of that sort of thing. Anyway, we are just about ready to wind up hour number two. So that means we call up the love train one more time. And, of course, there's lots of opportunities during the love train to send love and light all over the place. And I say, you know, usual place, we got all the wars and everything going on, you know, where to send stuff generally. But let's focus today on sending to Eastern Washington, to all the areas of the fires. And I'm just seeing a big old fire blanket down on top of those fires, smothering those fires, putting them out, seeing them get smaller and smaller and more contained. Energy to all the firefighters and everybody helping, and to all the animal rescuers and all those that are helping the animals. Let's just send everybody love and light, you know, for all of that. Remember, you don't get to opt out on love training. You got to get your juices flowing, get some energy going, a little bit of exercise for the day and the week. And I always energize. Well, remember, because dancing is required. You can dance in your head. You can dance in your bed. You can dance in your chair. You can dance anywhere. Get up on the love train because I'll cruise through and pick you up. And always energize up the love train with the yogi energization prayer. Here we go with that. O infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our souls and all souls with thy ever new joy. O eternal youth, the body and mind, abide in us forever and forever via the love train, and it's coming right up, so stay right where you are. Animal World continues, phone calls, and if you want to get in line, 888-298-5569, Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Oh,